This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 18th. God's word to you today is on display. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 31, verse 19, and it says, "How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world." In herding the sheep, the shepherd works with a team of sheepdogs. The number of the sheepdogs vary depending on the herd. Research shows that depending on the species, sheepdogs can perform a combination of the following functions: herding sheep, flanking sheep, escorting sheep, and protecting sheep from predators. Interesting, right? David tells us, based on his experience with sheep and sheepdogs, that the good shepherd's sheepdogs are able to sniff you out, track you down, and put you back on track. In fact, God says that this is the core function of sheepdogs: goodness and mercy. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The earthly shepherds have only a handful of sheepdogs per herd, but our Heavenly Father, the Shepherd of Shepherds, has an innumerable company of angels. From an assignment standpoint, every believer has two angels. One is responsible for goodness, and the other is responsible for mercy, though they may not actually be named goodness and mercy. You may have more than two, but you have at least two. Do you believe that? You need to understand that all scriptures are given by inspiration from God. David was inspired to write this by God. I think it is safe to say the names of those angels are goodness and mercy. God's angels, like sheepdogs, will sniff you out, track you down, and put you back on track. This was another source of David's confidence. The sheep may run, but sheep cannot outrun the sheepdog. God is saying, you can run, but you cannot run faster than his goodness and mercy. God's goodness and mercy will overtake you. When you run to the left, goodness and mercy will cover you. If you decide to change direction and run to the right, you will find mercy there waiting. If you try to run ahead, goodness will corner you and set you back on track. God's ministering spirits will ensure that the goods are delivered. This is why David can confidently say, "Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me." Goodness means all the benefits and promises of God for you. When you go forward, God says, you will collide with goodness. When you turn to the left and to the right, you will collide with goodness. Goodness is swift, fast, competent, and it always delivers. In today's scripture reference, the psalmist points out to us that God is not miserly with his goodness. Instead, he lavishes it on us. Interestingly, the psalmist says God does this by blessing them before a watching world. God has a habit of making a show of his blessings in your life, and it is a good habit. Yes. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, let it be impossible for me to outrun your goodness and mercy. Bless me before the watching world for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.